You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A campaign to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote has been granted leave to appeal in the Supreme Court. While the Court of Appeal agreed that barring teenagers from voting was in fact unjustified age discrimination, they stopped short of making a formal declaration. I spoke to Sanat Singh, co-director of Make It 16, about his campaign heading to the Supreme Court. So making it to the Supreme Court is a huge development in your campaign. How are you guys at Make It 16 feeling at the moment?
We had an Instagram post a while back that just took a screenshot of our group chat, and we were all very, very excited. This is like an incredible opportunity to continue battling to lower the voting age. And it's great the Supreme Court has granted us leave. And we are all like incredibly enthusiastic that, you know, the courts in New Zealand recognize that there is unjustified age discrimination. This is our last opportunity to get a declaration of inconsistency to really, really put the pressure on government to make this change.
Yeah, so the current laws can't be changed by the courts themselves. So what are you hoping the courts find through hearing your case?
Right, so we're hoping, like, the Court of Appeal was in broad agreement with us in their decision last year, but their ruling set out that the decision to lower the voting age is inherently political. So at the end of the day, what we're hoping for is a declaration of inconsistency from the Supreme Court, which would enable us or give us enough grounds to say that the government should be changing the law to accommodate for a lower voting age. Because technically it is, we get a declaration of inconsistency, it is therefore illegal for the voting age to be at 18. What we're hoping to do throughout the course of this campaign, really, is to develop as much public support for lowering the voting age. And I think this, like, broad public appeal already exists in the minds of 16 and 17-year-olds, because they're the only people in New Zealand right now who understand what it means to be a young person in New Zealand right now. They understand the challenges associated with that. They understand the things that they're concerned about as a voting demographic, and they have time and time again proven that they deserve a voice in this decision making. So ideally, we can use this momentum and really grapple onto it to put that pressure on government to finally realize this is something a large section of our population really wants to see happening.
So why is it so important now more than ever for youth to be given the vote?
I think it's always been important that young people be given a vote, but I think the modern political scene is defined by crisis and emergency. We've had COVID-19 define our lives for the last 3 years, but in saying that, COVID-19 has also left a lot of cracks in the systems and inequities that already existed within education, within healthcare, especially when it comes to Māori outcomes as well. And what that means is, you know, leading up to 2019 and throughout 2019, we saw major student political activism, and that also came to a grinding halt throughout the course of the pandemic. So what we've seen is that young people are more connected than ever. Young people are more politically aware than ever. And moreover, the political decisions that we're making now define very heavily what our future world is going to look like. And if the people who are going to be running and living in our future are not being able the opportunity to make decisions about our future, we think this is inherently unfair.
Every time this issue gets brought up around the world, not just in New Zealand, a lot of people say, oh, they'll just vote the same way their parents do. How do you respond to this? Do you think that adults are underestimating the political engagement and drive of teenagers?
I think there's a lot of ways to look at this. And I'll just point out that currently a lot of people, even adults, vote the way that their parents do. Your familial upbringing, your religious upbringing, your cultural upbringing all influence the way people vote because that's their lived experience. But I'd say on another note, there's a lot of teenagers who don't agree with their parents. I'll say for one, I have many a political disagreement with my parents, especially when it comes to lower the voting age. But what I'd say here is that we've seen time and time again teenagers and young people come out in support of, you know, political ideas that their parents wouldn't have voted on or wouldn't have been in support of. And we think this is like, we think like when it comes to things like school strikes or climate or Black Lives Matter, we've seen vast amounts of young people being politically engaged in issues specific to those, because those are issues that are specific to our generation and define the challenges that we face as a generation. So there are vested political interests for young people because there are issues that are specific to us that we want to have a voice on. And I don't think those necessarily have to align with our parents, but can also align with our parents, and we don't see a problem with this at all.
Jacinda Ardern said that before 16 and 17-year-olds get the right to vote, there should be a better civics education. So what's the current state of civics in New Zealand secondary schools? What kinds of things are students learning?
That's a really good question. It's hard to paint a general picture of what civics education looks like in New Zealand, but I think it's certainly changing and going towards a more positive direction. I think, for example, we've been able to meet with high schools in the Auckland region before and go to year 9 and 10 social studies classes to talk about our campaign and what it means to be a participant in democracy. I think these are really positive indicators that civics education is becoming a lot less theoretical and more about what it means to be a functional member of New Zealand society. I think just in general, though, what we need to realize is that lowering the voting age also brings around a cultural shift in the way we view participation in democracy as well. Lowering the voting age means that younger kids will now need to be prepared to vote when they're in school. I think that automatically brings about a need or a demand for high-quality civics education in a way which empowers young people to really be active participants in our democracy in a way we don't do currently, right? Because when we think about the age of 18 being our voting age, that's also the age of independence. It's also the age of, you know, complete autonomy in adulthood, where 18-year-olds are expected to make a lot of decisions by themselves without the support infrastructure they need to make those decisions. At 16, that support infrastructure still exists, especially in the educational space. So we think that lowering the voting age brings about that cultural change where high-quality civics education just becomes the way that we approach voting in at large. Yeah.
So we have local body elections coming up this year. Would this be the perfect testing ground for giving 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote?
I think ideally, yes, especially with this local election when we have a lot of big ticket issues. This is probably one of the most ideal scenarios for young people to get the vote. And I think that's what our campaign is going to be aiming to push for in the next coming months. 16 and 17-year-olds should be able to vote in the local elections. I think I'm based up in Auckland, and I know for a fact that we have things like the annual budget consultation, which had a high amount of engagement from young people, especially when it came to questions around how Auckland Council should be dealing with the climate. And I think just that high engagement from young people indicates that there is a definite need for them to have more of a voice and more of a say in the decisions that their local government body is making for them. So this is a perfect opportunity for us to really push lowering the voting age.
That was Sanat Singh, co-director of Make It 16.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.